Hello?
Hello, Frederick?
Yes.
Yes, I'm so sorry. I don't know what happened with my phone. That's why I'm calling you back to complete the survey. We're just, you know, close to end the survey. I don't know if you would like to continue with it.
Sure.
Okay, thank you so much for your help. I really appreciate it. So, I was about to read the statements. I don't know if you were able to listen to the first statement.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, no worries. We'll read it right now for you. And just remember that you will need to rate this statement on a scale from 0 to 10, when 10 means that you strongly agree with it, 5 means that you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means that you do not agree at all. Okay? You can use any number between 0 to 10.
Okay.
Okay, perfect. So the first statement is, opioids are killing 100,000 Americans a year, and the federal government uses harm reduction techniques to save as many of them we can. Smoking cigarettes kills nearly 5 times that many more people every year. But the government refuses to pursue similar harm reduction strategies to help reduce those deaths. The FDA should take a page out of the harm reduction playbook that's already being used in our country to combat opioid use, and in Europe and Japan to combat cigarette use, and being honest with us and our doctors about less harmful alternatives to smoking. So on a scale from 0 to 10, how would you rate this statement?
About a 7.
Okay, 7. Thank you. The next statement is, our goal should be for people to continue to abstain from smoking or quit smoking, and our prevention, education, and cessation support efforts have helped realize the lowest smoking rates in 30 years. Police like warning labels, higher cigarette taxes, raising the minimum age to buy tobacco to 21 years old, and largest scale public health campaigns of the dangers of smoking are working. But so are less harmful smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes. We shall continue to employ all of these methods to help reduce the smoke rates and save as many lives as possible. On a scale from 0 to 10, how would you rate this statement?
About a 7.
7. Okay. Thank you so much. And the last statement is, quitting smoking is hard. That's only 1 in 10 people who try are successful. But there are less harmful alternatives to cigarettes, and they have helped contribute to significant declines in the smoking rate over the years. The government should be doing more to educate adults who smoke about these less harmful alternatives and help them switch if they can't or don't want to quit tobacco and nicotine altogether. On a scale from 0 to 10?
Probably a 6.
6. Okay. Thank you so much for your answer. Okay. The next question is, sometimes over the course of the survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you did not, but I would like to ask you again. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction, the public health strategy focused on lowering the health risk associated with the smoking cigarettes throughout cessation support, abstinence, education, and moving adults who can't or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products will improve health outcomes in the African American community? Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Okay. Thank you so much for your answer. In the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? The first product, oral nicotine pouches. Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. E-cigarettes or vapes?
No.
Thank you. Pipe tobacco?
No.
Thank you. Smokeless tobacco such as deep or chew?
No.
Thank you. Heat not burn tobacco products?
No.
Thank you. Cigars?
No.
Thank you. And cigarettes?
No.
Okay. Thank you so much. Now, switching gears a little bit. The last few questions are for the statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Bachelor's degree.
Okay. Thank you so much. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
Single.
Okay. Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
I do not.
Okay. Thank you. And which of the following best describe how you think of your current economic situation? The first one, wealthy, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Could you repeat that?
Of course. Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Is that wealthy, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Working class.
Okay, thank you so much. And how would you describe the area where you live? It's urban, suburban, or rural?
Rural.
Okay, thank you. And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Okay, and is that a strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Okay, thank you for your answer. And in the 2020 presidential elections, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Thank you so much. And in the 2024 election for president were held, and if the 2024 election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Okay, thank you so much. That concludes our survey. I would really like to thank you for your help, even though the call got disconnected. I appreciate that you were able to help me. Thank you so much, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your evening. Take care.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.